The government's response to the September 11th terrorist attacks might actually help your agency improve the way it does business. We're talking about lessons learned. A number of former leaders from the intelligence community are looking at those lessons to see if they can find best practices for the administration's effort to reorganize government. John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, which just sponsored the event, looking at management lessons of 9/11. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Amy and Tom.
Now, who did you have at this event, and what was the consensus about 9/11 helping government reorganization efforts? I mean, who knew?
Yes, indeed. Who knew, Amy? Well, we had a Blue Ribbon panel who does know, and they all had major responsibilities at the time of 9/11. We have Michael Chertoff last week, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, Jane Harman, former member of Congress, who has served on all the security committees and subcommittees in Congress, Michael Hayden, former CIA director, Mike McConnell, former director of national intelligence, Lisa Brown, who's currently the executive director and co-director of the Government Reform Initiative at OMB, and this was all moderated by Richard Danzik, a former Secretary of Navy. So the good news from the panel, looking at, you know, what have we learned since 9/11, 2001, good news. Department of Homeland Security, it's taken a long time to get these 22 different entities that were put into Homeland Security. It's taken a long time to you know, kind of work out some of the kinks, and by no means is the job done. But it's better prepared today than before 9/11 to prevent and respond to the type of attack we saw on 9/11. Jane Harman, for example, pointed out she was in Congress on the morning of 9/11, and noted that Congress had no evacuation plan. So all of the members of Congress evacuated the building. In fact, the Partnership for Public Service was sponsoring a breakfast. We were set to launch the next day, and so we were evacuated as well. And everybody stood out on the front lawn of the Congress. And of course, if that fourth plane had made it and they thought it was headed towards the Congress, they would have been sitting ducks. But I'm sure they have a security plan and evacuation plan now. We're seeing better communication among the various departments and organizations that now make up Homeland Security, and even in Department of Defense. They're better prepared in terms of knowing who's going to be in charge in time of disaster. Now, they also noted we've got still a number of challenges remaining, and reflecting on 9/11 highlights some of those. We still have approximately 88 congressional committees and subcommittees that have jurisdiction over Homeland Security. And as Mike McConnell pointed out, it's not just the time it takes to testify and respond to all these committees and subcommittees, but you get different messages and priorities, conflicting messages and priorities from these different committees, which makes it hard to manage.
Well, that's probably not going to change, John, when it comes to Congress. But it seems like the most fundamental thing that is government-wide out of 9/11 is the whole – it really pushed the concept of continuity of operations planning, or COOP.
That's absolutely right, Tom. The we have the continuity of operation planning. We have better communication among the different organizations, which was one of the objectives of setting up Homeland Security. One of the things, for example, one of the mechanisms they put in place in the Office of Director of National Intelligence was a joint duty requirement. They, you can't rise to the top without having broad experience in different organizations. And that broad experience helps on the communication. So not only planning, but also knowing who the other players are and what the capabilities are of the different organizations. There's also, though, in terms of looking ahead, again, Mike McConnell pointed out that part of the issue may be, not preventing what occurred, but looking at what the next threat might be. For example, rather than planes into buildings, we might have a huge cybersecurity attack, and not clear that we're really prepared for that.
John, I had a question for you, too, speaking of what could happen. Was there any mention of the Oklahoma City bombing? Because that really, in its way, was a seminal event in terms of how the government views itself from a security standpoint.
Good question, Tom. I mean, that was a precursor, if you will. And it was not discussed at the forum last week, but I think it was certainly hanging over the discussion, highlighting again the vulnerabilities. And in fact, one of the things that did come up in the conversation that pertains was we have again these negative attitudes towards public service that seem to permeate. And you recall that leading up to Oklahoma City, we had the same thing. This notion that somehow government was part of the problem that had to be dealt with, and I think that that has a pervasive impact. And the other thing that was discussed at this forum was the fact that in these tight budget times, we know that we're not going to have 100% protection, but we're going to have to figure out how to manage risk and how to budget appropriately. As one of our panelists said, policy without resources is simply wishful thinking.
We are talking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy Partnership for Public Service, and we're learning more about how the lessons of 9/11 can help your agency improve the way it does business. So is there anything, though, that should be left undone or should be done differently that we had learned from what happened on that day?
Well, one of the things, Jane, that was noted was that this tendency to want to reorganize, although Homeland Security, with a lot of work, is a better organization than the 22 separate entities before. It's hard work to change the boxes around, and as Mike Chertoff pointed out, your reorganization does cost money. There was a sense that, well, you can put everybody together, there will be economies of scale, and it's not going to cost anymore. And maybe long range that might be true, but there's the cost of putting the pieces together. So if we're going forward, if we're looking at making some major changes in government, we have to understand there's going to be an upfront investment to make sure we get it right as soon as possible. So I guess the bottom line here is that we are better off today than we were. There are major challenges remaining. And the silver lining is that we haven't forgotten the lessons of 9/11, and there are some very knowledgeable, capable people who are working very hard to prevent another 9/11.